Many UWM students chose not to vote for Hillary during this year's surprising election. Sophomore Zoe Hayes voted third party to avoid voting for Trump.
It feels good knowing that if something bad happens, that I was not a part of it. That's why I didn't want to vote for him, because I don't want to be accountable for his actions.
After learning of the absence of nearly 50,000 voters in this election, junior advertising and public relations major Allie Weir said she believes in exercising her right to vote.
I've always voted Republican. I've always believed in Republican values. I found it very important to go out and vote. I think everyone should. It's such a big part of our everyday life. I just think it's so important that people do exercise their right to vote and are involved and interested and concerned with our nation and the government.
Another third-party supporter, UWM junior Jimmy Kunn, regrets his decision to vote Jill Stein.
When I had seen that Trump had won, I kind of wished that I would have initially thought about the election more and just read into it without kind of going on a whim and being pressured into voting. I should have known, like, the facts. I feel like even if I wasn't strictly Trump or I wasn't strictly Clinton, I should have voted Clinton, because I don't believe that Trump's ideals are ethically correct.
However, Trump supporter Weir remains hopeful for the new president-elect's future.
For me, he was our only option. I mean, a lot of his stuff, it makes sense and it is appealing, but I think I was really turned off by his behavior and his language. I think when it comes down to it, he will implement good policies and be actually presidential.
Whether students support him or not, Trump will be inaugurated on Friday, January 20th. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Rhea Riley.